New mineral claims worth billions of dollars in iron ore and other precious metals have recently been staked near Yakutat. The claims cover nearly 50,000 acres of mostly federal but some state land. And as KCAW's Bonnie Sue Hitchcock reports, some local residents are concerned about the effects mining would have on the area, including its proximity to the Setuck River and impacts on Yakutat's fishing industry.
Geohedral LLC completed staking its mining claims near Yakutat in late September and has now hired another company to do core sampling in the area. Geohedral was formed in July of 2006 and is a subsidiary of the Beard Company, located in Oklahoma. Herb Mee is president of the Beard Company and the newly formed Geohedral. He says this mineral project has the greatest upside potential of any project Beard has ever been involved with.
Mainly it encompasses a bunch of black sand ridges that are there east and south of Yakutat that we estimate contain substantial reserves of magnetite and ilmenite.
Those estimates are approximately 891 million metric tons of magnetite, or iron ore, and 696 million metric tons of ilmenite, or iron titanium oxide ore. Mee says the discovery is particularly important due to the increasing global demand for steel, titanium, and other strategic commodities. And it helps that magnetite is currently selling for $140 or more a metric ton, and ilmenite is over $100 a metric ton.
Now you're looking in the vicinity of, in their estimates, several billion dollars, $2 to $3 billion.
Gordy Woods is the Alaska Department of Fish and Game Area Management Biologist for the Division of Commercial Fisheries in Yakutat.
Well, they call them black sand dunes where this iron ore is found, but all around these black sand dunes is basically freshwater wetlands and fish spawning and rearing habitat.
Wood stresses that mining is not his expertise, nor is it the area of expertise of the Department of Fish and Game.
But if down the line there were to actually be some movement towards opening mines in the Yakutat area, certainly the department would be involved in the permitting process.
And according to Yakutat Mayor David Stone, the city of Yakutat would also like to have some public input. Although he says the mining law of 1872 states anyone can stake a mining claim anywhere on federal land and the company is not breaking any laws. But Stone says there has only been one public meeting and the information residents received is different than what has since come out, including the size of the mining claim. Stone says they were told it would be 20,000 acres, and it wasn't until the press release came out that they found out the actual size is 49,000 acres.
And I understand from fishermen that they've staked north of the Dangerous River, that wasn't in there. It was Dangerous River down to the LSAC. But they staked closer to the Setuck River. And that is 80% of our economy here, is Setuck.
Stone says he understands the company not wanting to draw a lot of attention to the project before the claims were staked. But Gordy Wood says it's human nature for residents to want to know what's going on. And since the press release, it's been nonstop action in Yakutat.
Ever since they put out this announcement that they had done all the staking and were now going to be actually doing these core samples, drilling these core samples, you can see these helicopters slinging this equipment. It's my office, for instance, is about 300 yards from where these helicopters are based on the airport. And you can stand in my parking lot and watch them sling stuff off and down into the forelands, and it goes on all day long.
Beard Company President Herb Mee says he's surprised to hear people say they aren't informed.
Well, I know that the people that have been doing the work for us on the ground there have had meetings with the local people, so I think they're probably is pretty well informed on what's going on there. So I'm surprised to hear you make that statement, but I think everyone in Yakutat knows what we're doing at this point.
But that doesn't jive with Yakutat Mayor David Stone's experience.
See, we're not in loop, and that's what I'm trying to get the borough in the loop, at least know what's been going on, what they're doing, and so on. You know, the only information we got was that one meeting saying they'll be staking out in the foreland. That's it.
Geohedral has hired another Oklahoma firm, Cross Timbers, to do the core sampling. After repeated phone calls to their chief operations manager in Yakutat, she declined to be interviewed. But according to their website, Cross Timbers is a forestry company specializing in tree and timber analysis. They also do watershed protection and restoration work, as well as environmental permitting. There is no information on their site about any projects in Alaska, although the press release submitted by the Beard Company described them only as a, quote, well-known international engineering firm, hired to supervise the coring of up to 28 holes drilled at a depth of 150 feet, and to provide a reserve estimate once the cores have been recovered and analyzed. In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.